In 1927, of course, Captain James Stirling was, he was on another mission out at Melville Island and called in to New South Wales. And from there, he came across to the Swan River, mainly to have a look at it. And he had with him Charles Fraser, a botanist. Well, of course, Fraser's restaurant comes from that name.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them gave very glowing reports about the West here, about the Swan River colony. Who knows, they might have had it behind their mind to think, well, it's a good opportunity for us in the future. But they did love the place, and they could see that it could possibly make a very nice colony. And one's got to remember, too, because a lot of people have got this armchair mentality where they sit and compare 2015 with the 18th and 19th century. And, of course, they were very unenlightened times then. And I think if you think about it, children of seven were chimney sweeps and down in mines, and
yep.
Women didn't have any say in their riches, even if they had money before. And you could go on. So, really, Europeans were also cruel to themselves. But colonisation was a big thing in those centuries. And, of course, we would not condone it, and I get horrified when I think of what happened. But it was just what everybody did, the Dutch East Indies, Hong Kong, you name it.
Yes.
And so people came out colonising. I think I often avoid the word invasion because in Western Australia you didn't have the troops arrive, or the 63rd Regiment members arrived till the 8th, and most of women were pregnant and little children, and you don't usually, you know, go into battle that way. But as I say, he was very impressed. And so when they went back to England, the report was given, which in glowing terms, and from that report the government became interested. And it wasn't long before Swan River mania was the thing to do. And in this particular colony, was a lot of people don't realise that it was a free colony.
That's right. Yes.
And no convicts came till 21 years after settlement. And then, because they didn't have anyone to build the roads, bridges and buildings. And at that stage, New South Wales had thrown its convict colony off. So we were late in the stage there. So it was a free settlement, and no women prisoners came to Western Australia by that way, by being sent here. So when the opportunity came, then, of course, then they had to get things moving. You had to proclaim the place. And that's when Captain Charles Howe Freemantle, who was the commander of the HMS Challenger, arrived off Rottnest Island with the purpose of proclaiming the whole of the coast, western coast of New Holland, in the name of the King. And from that, of course, he was preparing for James Stirling and the first settlers who arrived on the Parmelia. It was very important that had to be done, though. It had to be claimed beforehand. I won't go into it because it's too complicated, but there were several forms of claiming in those days, like the papal claiming was different to the British. But that's another study.
That's a very interesting story. We must get you to talk about that sometime.
Yes, it's a lot of people don't realise. And as I say, nobody's condoning it because by our standards it was very wrong. But I often think that if the English hadn't settled the British, the French, Dutch, Portuguese, Spanish, who knows, in the Pacific or Indian Ocean, the Japanese or some other interested country in the year 2015, probably, well, they'd hardly have left it.
A rich country
with minerals. So, you know, sadly, and I think this is what I love, the thought of us all going forward together. But getting back to the history of the place, Freemantle arrived. He did stay on the island, but then he went across. He thought that was lovely. Then he went across to Freemantle near Bathurst Bay, and he formed what they called little forts in their diary, but they were really like trenches. He had no trouble whatsoever with the Aborigines.
Now,
in
when
fact,
was this?
He liked them.
When was this, Ruth? This was a little bit.
This was the same in 1829,
right.
The same year that the Parmelia.
But earlier.
We're talking about April. He arrived about April the 25th, and he proclaimed the land on May the 2nd. I think Fremantle still celebrates that, May the 2nd. And then he explored then, whilst he was here, explored partway up the Swan River up to the Canning River, where he did have wonderful meetings with, in his, according to his diary, with the Aboriginal people when they were fishing and exchanging clothes and all sorts of things, headgears and so on. And anyway, having prepared for Stirling, we then find that the Challenger, those on the Garden Island, sighted the Parmelia, a rounded rock nest, on the 31st, and then it didn't really land because the weather changed.
It was shocking, wasn't it?
Shocking weather. Well, you can see it ourselves these days if winter down near Cockburn Sound.
Yes.
But it was really shocking. And they therefore couldn't get off. Stirling was just a little, perhaps he was a bit cocky because having been over here in 1827, he probably thought, oh, I know the way into Cockburn Sound. But Fremantle had warned him not to come through the passage. But he anyway took over the wheel and he came in, ignored the advice, and the entry wasn't successful. For 18 hours, Fremantle and his men fought to save the Parmelia, which was floundering. To lighten that vessel, they took off quite a number of the men and women, mostly the artisans and people that were going to be employed, servants and so on. I still can't believe it, but they put them on Karnak Island. And this is, don't forget the weather.
Yes.
And they only had, well, Morgan was the colonial, going to be the colonial storekeeper. He was in charge of them. And they stayed there for 5 days in that wintry weather with one mug, one knife, salted beef, and a supply of water.
Yeah, but I suppose it was better than drowning, though.
Ah, oh, yes, you had a better alternative, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, I was thinking of the snakes there. But anyway, as I said, the people who were the officials and wives and so on, they stayed on board the Challenger. And then on the 8th, which was a few days later, temporary settlement was set up in Garden Island. The crew of Fremantle's Challenger started to clear the land and erected huts, very rough huts and tents. And they cut a rough road through to the top of the hill near Cliff Head. You can even see the well there if you go over to Garden Island. And brought their livestock on the shore. They actually remained on there for quite a while because they just couldn't get over to the mainland. And they changed the name, it's presumably changed because it was given a French name, Boache, and instead it became Garden Island because they planted their first gardens there. In fact, the first turnip was grown on Garden Island. So really speaking, that was a very important part of settlement. By this, June 17th, the weather started to simmer down. Captain Irwin, who was in charge of the 63rd, he was on board the Sulphur, and Commander Dunce was in charge of the Sulphur. Well, he then was able to take his men onto the mainland, and a proxy proclamation was read at Bathers Bay. But meanwhile, the following day, on June the 18th, that's known as the official proclamation, and it was read on Garden Island to the future settlers. So, yeah, it wasn't the easy landing that they thought.
Why is it June the 2nd, though, if they weren't actually here by then?
Well, because that was the day that they actually, after that long voyage, and if you read some of their diaries, it wasn't an easy one, they actually saw the mainland that they were going to settle on. It was the day they'd been waiting for, June the 1st. They'd arrived safely, or they thought, and there's the land in front of them.
Now, is it the 1st or the 2nd, which is officially Foundation
no.
Day?
The 1st.
The 1st.
And the colonists always kept the 1st. I know that later on they held it on another day, a picnic of some sort, but it was the 1st. And most of them mentioned the 1st. That was the way they looked at. They arrived in the Swan River.